Hey everyone, welcome back to the Living Cozy podcast where we release, refocus, and reset. If this is your first time listening, my name is Brandy J and I am your host. Hey guys, so today's topic is going to be social media and how social media is fake. But before we get into this podcast episode, I would like to first say thank you so much for everyone who has been supporting me, who has been on this journey with me for the longest. When I started, they still listen, even though it's been very inconsistent, but we're on a roll. We've been doing good. I've been sticking to my schedule. For those of you who are new and you just now are stumbling upon my podcast, I upload on Thursday. So there will be new episodes every Thursday unless, you know, something comes up. But so far, so good. We've been doing excellent with keeping the consistency. Also, I want to put out a disclaimer. I am a bit under the weather. I have a slight stuffy nose. You know, I have a baby. She's in daycare, so she brings those germs home to me. So I probably sound congested, but I am fine. I'm so excited to be, you know, sharing my thoughts on different topics with you guys. It makes me feel good just to know that people are actually listening to me, because it's hard to actually listen to a podcast sometimes without actually knowing the person or without seeing the person. And I really appreciate the people that actually listen from beginning to end. Like I said, podcasts are really great for if you have a drive somewhere or if you just need some, you know, guidance or you just want to hear stories. Podcasts are just awesome. So with that being said, let's get into our episode because we got some stuff to cover, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So today's topic, as I discussed in the intro, is social media is fake. And I've just been going through, I don't know, like I feel like I'm having like a revolution or something. Like I just feel like I need to relax when it comes to social media because I feel like my whole life has been a lie. Not my whole life, my half life, because social media wasn't in my life growing up as a kid. We didn't have that. We actually had to, you know, use our phones and knock on people's doors to meet up outside. It wasn't like hitting people in their DM. It wasn't that when I was younger. So I can't say that I've been lying my whole life. And what I mean by lying, we'll get into it. I just feel like I just had this, I don't know what to call it, like this light bulb go off in my head. And it's like, this is why you act this way. This is why you do this. And it's all centered around social media. So I want to start off by telling you guys what social media platforms I use. So I use Instagram, I use TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube. The one that I like the most is TikTok. And I like TikTok because it's everything. I don't even know how to really explain it. It's just, first of all, it's not long videos. Like YouTube is something that, you know, you have to really sit down and listen to a video that could be 20 to 30 minutes long. And, you know, YouTube probably comes second on that list about what I like about social media. But TikTok is one of those things where if I need to find a recipe, I just search it and it's there for me. And it's quick. If I need some motivation, it's there. If I just see somebody that's kind of like me, a young mother, well, I'm not really that young, but I'm a mom and I like to see routine. Like it's really quick and it's a quick laugh. It's a quick motivation. It's a quick, everything's quick. It's kind of like the Vine days, but sometimes they're not so quick, but they're still engaging. So I don't even know how to really describe TikTok. And TikTok can be dangerous when it comes to your time. That's the only thing I would say. Sometimes there are things on there where it's like, okay, I shouldn't watch that because it's scary stuff. Like somebody breaking in somebody's home. Like sometimes it can be a little negative, but I really don't get that because I don't like those type of videos. So it doesn't show on my For You page. It's a lot of things that show on my page are like black girl luxury, like girls showing off their pretty luxurious apartments or houses and just winding down for the days. Like vlogs show up on my For You page a lot. Just women show up on my For You page, beauty stuff, stuff that make me cry, like, you know, dads coming home from prison or dads coming home from the military surprising their child, like stuff like that. And sometimes I get funny stuff. I actually get a lot of funny stuff. I'm not even going to cap to y'all. I get a lot of funny stuff. But TikTok is just something that makes me feel good. Like, whenever I'm having a bad day, let me just get on TikTok because I just can't. Or if I need some motivation, let me just get on TikTok and watch somebody do a vlog so I can have motivation to vlog or just to get out of bed. So that's why I like TikTok. The app that I don't like, and it's going to surprise a lot of you guys because you're probably like, what? You be on there. And it's Instagram. And Instagram, to me, I feel like it definitely evolved throughout the years. And it has become a business, of course. But a lot of people don't use it for that purpose either. So a lot of people, especially the people that follow me or that I follow, are, well, not, I wouldn't even say the people that I follow, because I did clean out my social media on Instagram. And I kind of weeded out the people that I really don't, you know, learn from or feel inspired from. So I deleted them, and I have a lot of bloggers on there, you know, fashion people, a lot of childhood stuff on there, like motherhood. But I really don't have a lot of, you know, people from high school or college. I kind of delete, well, college, it's hit or miss. But I learned to, what is it called, to censor my page, to filter it out so that I know what type of content I want to see when I'm scrolling. Like, I want positive things. Like, I don't want negativity on my page. Like, it just really, really gets to me. And Instagram is one of those apps where, you know, it's a lot of cap on there. And I can say that I've been capping on there sometimes. And I even go, not even go hold y'all. And what I mean by that, like, I don't post stuff and be like, my life is so perfect, because I don't. Like, I don't really care to show a side of me that people are like, wow, she really about to show. Like, I really don't care, because my YouTube channel is like that. Like, how can people really, how can they applaud me, or how can they look up to me or be inspired by me if I'm just showing the perfect side of me, when in reality, nobody is perfect. Nothing is perfect in this life. So how can I just sit there and make everything seem so perfect? Oh, I'm getting out of bed. I'm making my bed. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm washing my face. I'm getting dressed. I'm doing my makeup. I'm you know, I'm eating breakfast, a healthy meal every day. And I don't do that, y'all. I don't take walks every day. Like, I don't do stuff like that. Like, I have days. Like, I have been going through it these last couple of months, and I've shown that. I've said it before. I talked about it in my podcast. I talk about it on my YouTube channel. When I'm going through depression or something, I let y'all know, because at the end of the day, my whole goal is to let y'all know that you will make it out of it. We're going through the motions together. And I never want to, I always say this, I never want it to ever seem like I'm just trying to portray this life that I don't have. So with that being said, Instagram sometimes makes me feel like I need to catch up and keep up. So I follow a lot of vloggers and a lot of bloggers, and I always feel like, oh my God, I have to post. I have to wear this outfit. I have to do this, I have to do that. And I feel like that's not where my heart really is, and it feels forced a lot of the times. And I'm cool on that. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. And Instagram makes me feel like I have to keep up with everyone, and just, I don't know, just makes me feel negative a lot of the times. And don't get me wrong, like, I've seen people say, you're not using your social media right. And I am using it right, but it becomes overwhelming. It definitely becomes overwhelming, especially with the algorithm changing and people not really noticing your stuff. And it's just like a cycle for me. I'll post something, I look at the times. At first they're like, oh, you have to check your times and make sure you're posting at the times where your followers are most active. I've done that. I've promoted on my story. I've done things, and it's just like, for me, it feels like when I post and I post things that are like motivational, I don't get any type of engagement. But when I post something like I have half clothes on, I'm naked, I get the most likes. And I do not like that, because that's not who I am in real life. I like to wear sweatpants, some sneakers, and a nice t-shirt with a cute jacket. Like, that's the type of female I am. Don't get it twisted. I could dress up, but I don't like to show my body all like that on camera all the time. Like, sometimes I just want to be real chill. That's just who I am. The chill me, that's the real me. So I noticed that trend. I'm just like, every time, like, it's just annoying. And then I noticed that my stories, like, get a lot of engagement when I'm doing something. Like, okay, it's a birthday, people are nosy, oh, I wonder what she doing for her birthday, I wonder what she got for her birthday. Or like, me and Jermaine have date night or something, and it's like, I get the most, like, even his followers be looking. I'm like, oh, they lurking. Like, I don't trust his followers. I don't trust a lot of his followers, because a lot of them are female. And it's just like, I don't trust nobody at the end of the day. And people be weird. People, I'm really, really, really conscious of that. Like, I'm conscious of putting my location. If I'm somewhere, I make sure I post it after I leave because people are really weird. Like, I be on all 10 toes and 10 fingers. Like, I don't play that. So, I don't know. Like, I get this uneasy feeling. So, whenever we having date night, my numbers are up. Like, people are nosy. And I get that, but I'm not that person. Like, I don't want to show my relationship. Hell, if it was up to me, Taj would not have been shown for a long time on social media. Like, if I have another pregnancy, I feel like I want to just keep that to myself and, like, soak in the beauty of being pregnant. And he's the type where he like, oh, I want to show it off or blah blah, but I'm such a private person at the end of the day. Like, it's so much people don't know about me because I tend to just keep it to myself, and not everybody has to know everything about you. You know, it's okay to be private, and that's who I am. And I feel like I put too much out there sometimes, but it's like, where do I draw the line? Because I do want to be a vlogger. Like, my ultimate goal is to be on YouTube and to just really live my life on YouTube. Like, I would love, and TikTok could definitely be like a little thing as well, but I'm cool on Instagram. Everything else I'm cool on. Twitter, Twitter cool. I don't mind Twitter. Twitter is like that best friend that you've been having for a long time. And you know, sometimes y'all get off, you know, rhythm where y'all don't see or talk to each other, but as soon as you log back in, you check in, everything is great. So Twitter, I don't have a problem with Twitter. Twitter be getting me too, as far as being motivated. I like a lot of stuff on Twitter. I don't really tweet too much like I used to, because I feel like, I don't know why I don't tweet too much. I really don't know. Sometimes I could be too private. But just going back on Instagram is one of those apps where, like I said, it's a lot of cap. Like, people always try to portray their perfect self. All these filters, everything that's just not real. And it really hurts me to know that that's how we were living our lives. And I noticed that I feel like social media has altered my perspective on life. And what I mean by that is that it damaged the quality of my life. And what I mean by that is that everything I was doing was for social media. Oh, we about to go here? Oh, I can't wait to get that footage. Oh, we about to eat this? Oh, I can't wait to post this on my story. Like, it just was sickening. I wasn't living life the way you're supposed to live life, in the moment, in the present moment. And that's what I'm practicing, is being in the present moment instead of worrying about the past or the future. So it just, everything just revolved around posting. Like, oh, we about to go to the mall. I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. Like, even with vlogging, like, I know when to turn my camera off and I know when, you know, to turn it on. So with Instagram, it's like, oh, I'm gonna post this on my story. My story is gonna be looking so good. Like, it's gonna be like a real story. Like, I woke up, I did this, I did that. And it's like, just relax. You don't have to do this. You do not have to do this, Brandy. And it literally just came to me, like, you really do stuff for the gram. Like, and it's, you live life for the gram. You live your life for the gram. And when I came to that conclusion, I was like, what? That is so real. All my life, like, ever since, like, social media was a thing, I've been trying to, like, fit in. And I'm one to always do my own thing. Like, if somebody say, we wearing red shoes today, I'm the one that's like, nah, I'm cool. I like my blue shoes. I'm gonna just stick to my blue shoes. Y'all could do y'all though. So I don't understand how someone that's such an individual still is not standing out, because I'm still doing what people are doing by following the trends of doing everything for social media. And it's sickening. Like, I don't want to live my life like this. And I made a conscious decision that I wasn't going to. So I just feel like it made me less humane. Like, it's like robotic. Like, oh, Instagram is the reason for everything. I'm living for Instagram. It's like, Instagram is my God at the end of the day. That's how it was feeling. And I don't like that. And I know God is very upset with me for even thinking that way. But it's just how I felt I was acting. Like, it's like everything was for the gram. Like, even when we be out with our friends, we always on our phones. When we go to dinner, we always on our phones. Like, it's just sickening, and I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it, and I'm trying to get out of that cycle of just being on there so much. And I've been doing good this week. I think I started it last week, and I was like, I'm just gonna post whenever I upload something, like a YouTube video or a podcast, and I'm not doing no scrolling, I'm not doing nothing. So if you see I ain't liking your stuff, just know that it's because I'm not on the app, because it's a lot of cap on there. And I'm trying to really become more humane, and I don't know why I say humane, become more human. I mean, I guess, whatever. I'm just trying to be more of a servant to God. And I feel like I can't really be my best self if I'm trying to live for Instagram, a social media site where people don't even really mess with you for real. Like, they just nosy at the end of the day. Some people really do find you motivational or a really good influencer or inspiring, but a lot of people are just being nosy, y'all. Just listen to me. People are being nosy. They trying to see what you wearing. They trying to see who you dating. They trying to see how your life is. They are very nosy at the end of the day. And I really find it to be, it's the people that you know that are nosy. It's not the strangers. The strangers actually comment on your stuff. They actually engage, but it's the people that you know. And I don't trust them. I don't really trust them. I'm sorry. I don't really trust a lot of people, especially people I went to school with, like high school. Like, I don't even know y'all. Like, sorry but not sorry. So whenever I see people and they don't really engage with me, it's one thing if we went to school together or we know each other from back in the day or something and you engage, cool, you're exempt from this conversation. But people who actually I went to school with, we had conversations, but you don't talk to me on social media, but you watch every single post, you watch every single story, you do everything but engage, I think that's very weird. Stuff like that rub me the wrong way. And that's when it feel like my life is about to be a Lifetime movie. Like, and I ain't really feeling that. So if you catch my drift, let me know. But I can't. Like, I don't like it. Like, I was being mean to my sister all my life just because I felt so rushed. Like, everything felt like, all right, finish your conversation so I can get on Instagram. Finish this so I can get on Instagram. Like, all right. Like, and it's just like, girl, you really lived your life like this? And I'm here to just speak my truth. Like, I had to let this out because I'm like, something not right with me. Like, I need to focus on the real things in life. I need to focus on being more organized. I need to focus on just bettering my lifestyle, because at the end of the day, I am raising a daughter and I don't want her to ever feel like she has to rely on an app to live her life. And that's what it is, because that's how I was feeling. Like, everything has to be Instagram approved. And it's like, girl, you need to live your life and stop doing everything for the gram. It's a mess, y'all. It's definitely a mess. And something that also stood out to me was I was on TikTok and I noticed that there was a trend, and this is what made me name this social media as fake, is women, girls will post videos of themselves with these filters or them on Instagram looking so bomb, just looking so cute, and they would title it social media is fake. And then they would show themselves with the filter and stuff. Then the next clip or the picture would be of them without the filter, and it's like, wow, you look like your regular self. Like, but it's a lot of enhancements. And they were like, I told y'all this social media stuff is fake. And I was like, yeah, you could definitely catfish somebody on social media. And we get so used to these filters that we forget what we look like when that camera come on and ain't no filters. And it's like, people be like, ugh, I don't like myself. And I just saw this video of this girl, beautiful girl, beautiful black queen, just saw her on TikTok crying her eyes out saying, I don't like how I look. I don't like my body. I don't like my face. I don't like my nose. It's too fat. And I'm so used to filters. I took the filter off and I didn't like who I was. I don't think I'm pretty. She was crying, like bawling. And I'm just like, it's so sad. It's so sad that social media has, I don't know. It's hard. Social media has altered our thoughts of how we feel about ourselves and our appearance. And it just really made me sad. It really just gave me more validation to post this podcast episode, because a lot of us be like, throw a filter on that. When what? Remember back in the day we used to take pictures when our parents would be like, post, say cheese. We never used to say throw a filter on that. We went with it and we, you know, kept it rolling. But now we look at these social media models, they're getting BBLs. And if you get a BBL, that's your business. That ain't got nothing to do with me. But don't feel like you have to do that if you don't have one. You don't have to do that. Just like you don't have to get lip fillers. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to do an enhancement to feel confident. Like, you have to learn that this is your true self at the end of the day. And what really matter is your appearance don't matter as long as you upkeeping yourself. You know, as long as you getting your hair done, all of that. That's what matters. Sis, get your nails done, do your routines, wear some cute clothes that make you feel comfortable. You don't have to have a filter to be beautiful, because you weren't born into this world coming out your mom's hoo-ha. You didn't come with a filter, baby. You didn't come with a filter. So don't ever feel like you have to be reliant to have one to feel beautiful, because you are beautiful at the end of the day. And it's okay. I use filters, but I know my worth at the end of the day. I know, okay, Brandy, your hair ain't done today. You know, you ain't been doing your skincare routines. That's why you off. But I don't never feel like I'm ugly because I don't wear filters. Because I know I'm not ugly. Because I know once I get this hair popped and, you know, eyebrows is on fleeky, I feel good. So you just have to learn to not rely on stuff like that. Because I'm here to tell you, baby, you beautiful. You are so beautiful. And I just, if the girl ever hears this video, or if you're one of the girls that feel like you are not cute without a filter, listen, rewind what I just said and keep listening to it and get it through your skull that you are beautiful without a filter. Say, I am beautiful without a filter. Write it down, post a note, put it all over your house, your mirror, your bathroom, whatever. I am beautiful without a filter, okay? Because you are beautiful without a filter. And y'all, something else that really makes me feel annoyed by social media is how I already brought it up, but you with your friends and we all on our phones. And it's been quite a few times where somebody off the group would be like, look at us all on our phones, and we just giggle it off and keep using our phone. And it's like we can't even really engage with each other because we too busy worried about what's on social media, as well as a relationship, a romantic relationship. Like, people feel like, oh, I got home from work, I just want to wind down and scroll. Like, your eyes be hurting because you be on your phone all day, head hurting, hand hurting, everything hurting because you too busy scrolling for hours and don't even realize you on this app for hours. You ain't wash up, you ain't do nothing around the house, nothing productive, because you too busy spending hours on social media. And I'm not even gonna cap, we all have done it and some of us still do it, but we gotta get out that habit. How many times have your significant other told you, bae, you always on your phone, get off your phone, like, come on, put the phone down? How many times have you heard it? Or are you that person? You know, I often have to tell mine, like, come on, let's reel it in, let's disconnect, let's be more engaging to each other, because this social media stuff is not gonna be with you for the rest of your life. So not saying I would be with you for the rest of your life, because I don't know how God works at the end of the day. Not saying we're gonna break up, but I don't know, like, who gonna leave this earth first. But I just don't want you to be so reliant on your entertainment to be on social media when we have each other at the end of the day. And I think a lot of couples go through this a lot because they feel like they're not being entertained by their significant other, or their significant other isn't entertaining them because they're too busy on their phones. Like, and that's super duper a turnoff. Like, that's a turnoff for sure. And it's just like, I remember somebody told me that when they went on a date, that the girl took the phone and immediately was just like, nah, she turned it over. And he was like, I was turned off by that. And now that I think about it, that's some like childish stuff to be turned off. You should want a woman that's like really engaging in you. She cares about you. She don't want you on your phone. She just wants you to really enjoy this date. Like, let's get to know each other. Like, why would you get mad at that? Like, I feel like that was some real kiddie childish behavior at the end of the day. And it's okay, because some of us aren't there yet. Everybody has a journey. Everybody has a time. And some people just aren't there yet. But to the people who are, you're conscious, you're awake, you're woke, listen, you got it. You got it. And you're the champion. Not saying y'all some losers if y'all still on y'all phones and y'all feel like social media is everything. But you'll get there, baby. Just not now. But I hope my podcast helps you. Because I'm trying to tell you, social media is fake. It's fake. It's fake. Okay. It's fake. There's nothing real about it. Everything is fake. You see couples on here that seem the happiest. Then it's a murder suicide. Like, what is it? What is it called? When a double, I don't know what it's called. When the husband killed a wife because the husband is jealous of the wife. I don't know. Stalker situations. Like, it's weird stuff going on, y'all. And I feel like I've been more scared, even though social media really do help you with being more alert. But I feel like my spirit is disturbed a lot of the times from the videos that I see, even though it encourages me to be on guard 24/8. A lot of the times I'd be like, I wish I never read that. I wish I never seen that video. And speaking of that, like, I just seen this video. I feel like we put too much on social media. Like, it's like I said, the quality of life has been degraded. It's been down, what's it called? Downgraded. It just feels like there is no good quality of life sometimes, because why are we posting this? Like, let me die in peace. God, Do not mark my words. Not now. I'm just talking on a podcast. I'm not ready. Okay. But I see a lot of people posting the minute somebody dies. And that's scary because why would you do that? I don't want my family members to have to be remembered of this. Like, I don't want them to remember me like this. I seen a video of a car accident where the people were actually dead in the car. Like, you could see their bodies. Like, the passenger was discombobulated. The driver was, his body or her body was, I couldn't even tell if it was a male or a female. Their body was crushed up against the steering wheel. Somebody in the back seat was flipped over, legs in the air, and they were all dead. And I'm just like, I have never seen nothing like this before. And I have the worst anxiety when it comes to cars. So when people are driving with me, even when I'm driving, sometimes I get a little antsy because it's like, I don't trust nobody on the road, somebody on their phone, somebody drunk. Like, it's always some crazy stuff going on. But don't be the driver and I'm the passenger, because I'm not going to sleep. I'm not looking at my phone. I am paying attention to the road because we need four eyes at this point. Not just two. I don't trust your two eyes. I need four. So for me to sit there and see that video, I am scarred for life. And the dudes that was recording didn't have no type of sympathy. They was like, oh, this dude dead. Like, oh, he dead. Just saying it so casually. And it's just like, I would be screaming. I would be like going crazy. I'm not worried about, the only time the phone would have came in handy is to have proof that this is what started the accident. This is what caused the accident. We don't need to be recording a crime scene. And we get too wrapped up in that. Like, we don't need to see that. Stop posting this stuff. Stop posting it. It's not cool. I just don't understand that. You don't have to post everything on social media. When somebody dying, you don't have to post it. Stop it. But what I can say I really do appreciate is when people post people coming up to their apartment or their house with the Ring camera and they doing some weird stuff. I appreciate that. That's something that you do record. But as far as showing somebody getting shot up, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as if it's some type of evidence, cool, show it to the police, whatever, and they got away, post it so we can know who the perpetrator is. But if it's just you showing dead bodies and it's nothing that we can get from that besides being scarred and scared, don't post that. Come on. That's why I say it's making us less humane. Like, we're very desensitized to violence and accidents and stuff like that. Like, come on, we got to do better. And I feel like social media has really desensitized us. So I just really hope we get better, y'all. I made a pact to myself that I need to just really focus in on my actual life. I need to improve the quality of my life. I need to improve my health. I need to improve me reading more and paying more attention to, you know, I pay attention to my daughter like, you know, like it's nobody's business, but I can always be better. I can always be better. The time that I would scroll on social media and just let her play, I could be engaging with her, even though I do that. But like I said, it's always room for improvement. I don't care if you feel like you 100. There's always room to be 1,000. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm working on within myself. And I really hope this podcast helped you to really open your eyes and be like, yo, she's right. Like, we need to chill on that social media. We got to actually live our actual lives, and we got to fulfill our purpose. We here for a purpose. And a lot of people forget that. God put you on this earth for a purpose. And if you don't know what that purpose is, you need to pray to him so he can help you guide you to find your purpose. Your purpose is not to just be scrolling on social media. I can tell you that. And getting inspired off of nothing. Sometimes, like I said, Instagram do inspire you, but a lot of people that I know do not get inspired by the stuff that you should be inspired by. People are inspired by dudes scamming and girls out here putting themselves out here and doing the most. Like, y'all got to get out that mindset. I feel like that's a gated mindset and y'all have to escape that. I used to watch, I watched this girl on YouTube, Amber Martin. I absolutely adore her. Like, she is just like the prototype, because first of all, she don't really be on Instagram, but she got popping pictures. She like, I'm here, but I'm not here type stuff. And I'm like, that's what I need to do. I just need to really just post myself. And that's what I said I was going to do, post and go. She really don't even post that much, but she got a nice catalog of pictures. She only posts on her stories when she posts an Instagram or a YouTube video. Whenever she uploads, she posts it on her story. And I said, that's what I'm going to do because I don't need to be. I'm just promoting at this point. I'm promoting to however many followers I got. I don't need nothing else. If I feel like I want to up a picture one day, I'm going to do that. But this girl catalog is so nice. She's so pretty and, you know, her pictures be popping. But she don't take them often. But what she does do is she does YouTube. But a lot of the time she might take breaks from YouTube just because she's human at the end of the day and she don't have to upload. And Twitter, I really don't even think she'd be on Twitter for real like that. But she's so MIA with social media, I feel. But she's still making a living from it, from YouTube. And I'm like, that's the type of life that I wish that I had for myself or that I want for myself, is that I could still make my profit or I could still do what I love at the end of the day, my passion, YouTube. And still inspire people, still pop up on the gram here and there, and then bounce. That's what I would like to do. So, yeah, I just came on here to tell y'all that social media is fake, and whatever image you have of it, come on. Let's be realistic right now. Let's stop pretending we are people who use filters and have all these enhancements and scam and do all this other stuff. Like, they not really, they're fake. And I think we look up to fake people. So something I always told myself, is something that I'm telling myself a lot more lately, is I don't look up to nobody on Instagram, or I don't look up to people that got designer, or they look like they live in a nice big house, or they got a bomb boyfriend or a bomb girlfriend. Like, I don't look up to people like that. I look up to the people right now that are at peace. Their soul is peaceful. They're such an unbothered human, and they so sure of themselves that they don't need anything. They don't need social media to feel validated. They don't need social media to feel worthy. They are already worthy and they already comfortable in their own skin. I look up to those people. So with that being said, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed recording it. I feel like I reached somebody. Like, I feel like I just taught somebody. Like, I know, even if it's one person, I am satisfied. You hear me? I heard you. But do you hear me? I know you in the back of your head saying, dang, she right. Dang, this episode definitely hit home. I need to really just reevaluate how I use my social media. I really need to figure out what my gifts are and my purpose in life, because it's not to be scrolling on Instagram, because I'm ruining my relationships. I'm ruining my friendships. I'm ruining myself, because this is what I'm spending my time doing. I'm ruining my quality of life because I'm posting just for the gram. I'm doing everything for the gram. I ain't really who I think I am. I know that you feel that way because I feel that way. So it's okay. And to my people that's out there and they actually take breaks from social media and they ain't out here getting influenced like that from social media and feeling like they need filters and stuff, I really love y'all. I do, because it takes a strong person, because this is not for the weak, y'all. It's not for the weak. But I really do appreciate you listening to this podcast episode. Make sure you rate this. Leave a comment if you want to. We can get into some chats and whatnot. Make sure you guys tune into my next episode on next Thursday. And I am signing out. Bye.